and talk about what has been happening in China. Remember, President Xi Jinping's ironclad rule in China is once again in focus. In fact, it is being questioned by many now, as his military purge against one of his own top military generals reveals the cracks within the top leadership of the CCP. General Zhang Yuxia is in the eye of the storm. He's facing accusations of treason, undermining Xi's authority and corruption. The nature of these charges is grave, but latest reports take them to a much deeper level, and they raise serious doubts about the loyalty of the people who are closest to Xi Jinping. According to the Wall Street Journal, Zhang Yuxia is accused of leaking information related to the country's nuclear weapons. The exchange of information reportedly took place between Zhang and China's rival, United States of America. Allegations against Zhang also include building networks to undermine the party's unity, abusing his authority, and accepting bribes in exchange for official promotions. He allegedly conspired to build his own circles of influence within the party. This comes as a surprise because Zhang was considered one of the closest to the Chinese president. He was also a member of the Central Military Commission, which is the top decision-making body of the People's Liberation Army headed by Xi Jinping himself. Now remember, this is not the first time when top CCP officials are facing such charges. Similar action was taken in October last year, when Politburo member and second highest ranking general was thrown out of the party under similar charges. In 2017, a high ranking and powerful official were jailed after accusations of conspiracy to seize state power. But the timing of Zhang's trial is critical. Xi Jinping's current term ends in 2027, and he's planning for a fourth consecutive stint. The Communist Party of China will have to confirm his appointment during its next Congress. The PLA, meanwhile, remains a crucial component of power in China. And this latest claim of a power struggle contradicts the Communist Party's unified image. Xi Jinping's rise to power and continuing rule over China now depends on party loyalty. Even a hint of revolt at the wrong time could open the floodgates of opposition. And joining us live from America, Sterling, is Lieutenant Colonel Daniel L. Davis. He's a military expert and host of the Daniel Davis Deep Dive on YouTube. Colonel David, good evening. Welcome to Vyond. I want to start by asking you what you think of this latest incident that has come to the fore. There are multiple conspiracy theories that are doing the rounds. One of them is that perhaps this was an attempted coup on Xi Jinping. Do you believe that, or do you think that it is a big cover-up on part of Xi Jinping and the Chinese government for something bigger?
Well, it's hard to imagine anything bigger than a potential coup, but I doubt that very seriously, just because it is incredibly difficult to do. And I think that if there had been an attempted coup, I think you'd have seen a lot more action, certainly more than just a couple of figures. I think they would have been a much more broader. It would have been a big dragnet. They would have seized anybody that they thought was even possibly involved with that. And so far, we haven't seen that. One of the things I think that we need to consider is what's actually stated at first. It seems like most people in the West are just dismissing the possibility this could be as it was projected, which was corruption at the highest levels, and that Xi Jinping has said, this is not something I'm going to tolerate. And he's, for the last 2.5 years, he has not hesitated to take down even close people to him if they have been accused of corruption, because he wants to have something at the top. That could be certainly part of it. Now, there's one other thing that I think is also something that needs to be examined. And because a lot of these guys are old, Frank, this guy, the Zhang, was 75 years old. One of the deputies was 61. This guy had combat experience back in the Revolutionary War, back in the 1949 time frame. And it could be that he's saying to Xi Jinping, look, we got to get ready for a modern war. We know for sure that that's one of their stated claims, that they're trying to move to more young people, more modern ideas, and looking at the Russia-Ukraine war. So I think that this could be maybe to get some of these older guys out of the way.
Okay. And, you know, just the fact that they have accused General Zhang of passing on nuclear military information, nuclear weapons information and secrets to United States of America, what do you make of it? These are serious charges, of course, but such serious charges just to let the old guard, you know, move away and let the younger ones come in?
I mean, we have to speculate. I've just got to say, I'm just reading the tea leaves, so to speak, because I don't have any inside information. I don't think anybody does. China is very, very famous for being very close and tight-lipped on what's happening there. They don't get leaks like we do here in the United States on a routine basis. So we just have to interpret a lot of things. In terms of that claim, I've seen it in a lot of Western media. I don't put much stock in that. I mean, what possible motivation would the number two guy in China have to give nuclear secrets to the United States, which would weaken his country? I just don't see what his motivation is, even if you want to, you know, take away the issues of whether he should or shouldn't. But what's his motivation? It just seems pretty unlikely to me that you would get somebody at that level that would do something that would almost certainly carry the death penalty if he were caught. And I don't know the game. So that could just be people just trying to make things and stir things up and make things look worse than they were. But I can't rule it out. I guess everything's possible.
Absolutely. Anything is possible. But let me also understand from you, Colonel Daniel, you know, how you look at it. The fact that any disruption or change in the PLA leadership would mean that there might be a policy change, there might be a strategy change on ground. As far as that is concerned, even if we assume that the younger ones will come in and the old guard is going out, do you see any change in that strategy, or do you think that Xi Jinping is calling the shots and he will continue to do so?
I don't have any doubts that Xi Jinping is calling the shots and will definitely continue to do so. And he is tightening his control over over the entire Politburo and over the military itself, because he is the head of the Central Military Commission. But we also have to keep in mind that I think we have to be careful about making too big of a deal of this. I mean, the Chinese military is millions. It's huge. And a lot of there's a ton of senior generals, and this is a handful of them. And if he is trying to consolidate power and has more loyalty among those he's going to put in place and wants to elevate others he's seen that are effective in the areas that he thinks are important, it could strengthen their military capacity, not weaken it. But again, and everything depends on what happens next, and we'll have to wait and see.
All right, I'll leave it there. Let's wait and watch what happens, whether we do get any clarification, whether this is the truth or, you know, as we've been speaking about, that there is a lot of speculation around it, what happens next in the few weeks, and how Xi Jinping moves forward. We'll have to wait and watch. Thank you very much for joining us at the moment on Beyond and sharing your perspective.
Always my pleasure. Thank you.